Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I'm with Abby.
Hey!
What was that?
It looks like right now also, because my contact fell out, I just put it back in my eye. It looks like I'm crying as I go,
That was like an aggressive New York drunk clown.
Yeah. And maybe, but like I am always jealous of like Marius, like Marius's intros, like, and I'm with Marius. Go ahead, do the thing.
Hi, Elsa.
Yeah, he always does like a cute like Danish thing. Maybe that is my version. Like,
And I'm with Marius.
Hello, hello.
This is Copy in Copenhagen, the podcast about life in Copenhagen. It's about life in Denmark. It's about life in Scandinavia. It's about life in general. Yeah, we talk about all those things. And we come at it from particular points of view. My point of view is an Irish one because I'm Irish and I live in Copenhagen. Abby's is American because she's American. She lives in Copenhagen. And Marius is Marius because Marius is Marius and he lives in Marius.
Yeah.
And he's Danish. And the way we normally do this is we get news. We get news from outlets such as the Copenhagen Post and other, and we talk about them, or we talk about our own experiences because, as forementioned, we live here and we experience things here. Like Abby's experience a shitty day at the moment.
Having a hard day.
The wind is like blowing your face all the way here.
Yeah,
I love that anchor. Oh, I don't love it, but yeah, like. Biking and it's like wind is against you, like strong headwind.
You like that?
No, but like that, I think it's funny that anchor you can have of like, because there's nowhere to direct that anchor.
It's horrible. Yeah. I hate it.
I can't be angry at anyone.
I broke out like my big orange coat yesterday, which like makes me look like a Just Eat delivery person. And I was like, this will keep me warm. And then it's, of course, it's like either too cold or too hot at every moment. And it is like, it covers my whole body. It acts as a sail while I am biking. Anyway, thanks, guys. I appreciate your pity for me. It took me 45 minutes to get here. It said it was going to take me 15. So I'm recovering.
Fair.
Okay, thanks, guys.
It's good to have you. And for those listeners, thanks for having you here as well. Is that the phrase you would say?
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks you for having me.
The way you get here is you go through iTunes. And you know what you can do on iTunes? You can leave a written review. Because they're class. They're really cool. Cool people leave reviews. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
You go on Spotify and you can also put a five-star review on that. And we're five away from Facecake.
Five away from Facecake is the name of my memoir. If we'd ever get five more, that's what I'm calling my memoir.
And we're all coming through Acast, which is great. You can't leave a review on Acast, but it's there. And you could have also gone through the Copenhagen Post because we're on that. And that's that, right?
And if you're really analog and old school, you will find us on 97.7.
Yeah.
The Frederiksberg radio station.
I actually am really, like, really proud that we're on the real radio and we never talk about it. I just want to remind people we're on the real radio.
You can tune in.
If you're listening to a real radio program.
I am on the radio. Like, okay, yeah, sure, you're listening. But we don't have to make it about you. I'm on the radio.
If you drop your phone in the toilet someday and you're like, oh no. You can tune in on a Friday and you'll find us on 89.7.
I think it's 97.7.
97.7 FM in Copenhagen. Am I ready for Marius' story? Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm going first?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's not what we agreed on.
No, am I ready for my story? Yes,
clearly
I am.
Clearly not.
No, I can talk about my. I got my thing right
here.
He's so chill. I'm like water. I go with the flow. I mean,
okay, Bruce Lee. Calm down.
Me?
Yeah.
All right, me. So there's been an investment. There's been an investment.
An investment.
A Danish transport company has invested a bit of money in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
DSV. Right? Those guys.
Not DSB.
not DSB.
DSV.
DSV, the guys, the trucks, the logistics guys, transport guys, have invested five.
Uh-huh.
Take a guess how much? Five what?
Billion kroner.
Dollars.
No.
Real money.
Okay.
This... 5 billion real monies.
Oh, okay. Now I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay, I do. I have to say, like, as a person with no billions of kroner, I am really, really cocky when people talk about millions and billions of kroner as an American. I'm like, okay, but how many dollars?
Yeah. No, this is real world
money.
So this
is real world money. Okay, I am, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
DSV has invested 5 billion in the... I think it's Neom project, NEOM. It's the big, you've probably seen the image of it. So Saudi Arabia is going to build this mega city, right? A part of it is called The Line, I think. And it's going to be like 150 kilometers, one long skyscraper. Have you seen photos of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this? Have you
yes.
seen this?
Yeah.
Right. So they're going to build this one big city, and then there's other little pockets to it. It's not just that thing, but that's the eye-catching thing. And DSV is like put 5 billion into it, and it's like proper investment. It's going to be like all about the logistics and the setups and stuff like that to build this mega structure. But there's loads of questions being asked about it because first and foremost, I was looking into this, and to build this city, you would need all of the world's metal
resources,
manufacturing, and, okay. and glass, because it's all going to be like glass frame.
I front. Love like picturing Owen like reading this article and then like calculating how much metal and glass there is in the world,
carry the two.
Like with a calculator. Yeah, like, yeah. Wait, just keep that's all
boobies.
We have.
Just keep saying boobies. I don't understand.
Flip it around.
And just like piles of like yellow legal pads with like. Thrown like balled up and thrown in the corners, and all of the papers also say boobies.
And it's not it's like just the word boobies. It's not even digits. I'm in the middle of a library.
And it's like the music from the Da Vinci Code.
Like people coming by, like library's closing. It's like late at night. Yeah. I'm like, I've got one of those little green lamps on. But anyway, yeah, it's insanely huge, and it looks like it's a huge undertaking, like an insane undertaking.
Yeah.
But it's meant to be like this whole there aren't going to be cars, and you can get from one side to the other in 20 minutes, and
you live five
minutes from everything.
Building is the city.
It's one huge skyscraper. It's 150 kilometers long.
What we watch on TV when there's a spaceship and everybody lives on the spaceship. Yes, yeah. And the spaceship.
But in a desert.
But it's like the spaceship is in a desert.
Yeah.
And it takes all of the world's metal and glass.
Yeah.
That's
the
plan.
I mean, have you not heard about speaking of aliens and alien spaceships?
Real. What? What's his name?
David Grush, this, intelligence officer. Who has come out as a whistleblower.
Yeah, the one who's in front of the Congress. Yeah.
Like, he has stated that there are buildings that harbor alien spacecrafts. So we could just dismantle them and build this fucking giant building.
I'm trying to talk about a Danish investment here, guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
you're
aliens
taking,
exist,
you're
so we don't have to follow your rules anymore. Okay?
Boring!
I just have one really serious question before we get back to Owen's story about real earth metals. And it is, don't you think if someone is telling us the truth, finally, about... alien technology, they should get like something more like high tech to do it on than a whistle. What is more terrestrial?
Abby.
What is more earthen than a whistle?
But this whistleblowing stuff, like that Congress thing, was like it. The whole thing is like, do you swear to tell the truth? Yes, I swear to tell the truth. What do you know? I swear I saw a guy who saw a guy who saw something. That's the guy who's.
But they also
spoke,
like put out.
None
papers,
of them actually saw something,
right? They like.
No,
there
he
were
spoke
papers?
To people who have seen.
Yeah. But like, I've spoken to people who've seen stuff. I mean,
but
yeah.
He was doing an internal investigation. This was not just like him having random conversations.
Sure.
Not just him, and it's over 40 people. He has sort of responses from. So it's not just an anecdote he heard from someone.
But it's
and,
still
and yes, you can lie in Congress, but you. are risking sort of perjury.
I'm sure he's not lying. I'm sure he's not lying. I'm sure he believes what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think so.
But I just don't think...
doesn't make it true.
That's the thing, right?
Surprise, surprise. Owen doesn't believe in aliens, Marion.
I don't believe in aliens.
Don't you think of the three people on this podcast, the one that would be like, back to Earth?
It's because he's a royalist, and we all know the royals are the reptilians. It's a goddamn cover-up.
All right, cover David Icke. Okay. All right. So anyway... DSV's invested $5 billion.
Are you going to get the Illuminati after us if we don't?
Maybe I will. Just invest in Saudi Arabia. Don't ask questions. But that is what they're saying. It's like, everyone's like, why did you? It's questionable because Saudi Arabia have not a great track record with the old human rights. And there's already issues with the UN and this building because.
But is that really a problem about human rights if it's aliens?
But we haven't got to the end of that. We don't know if it's real or not. So we're going to stick with humans for now.
Okay, human rights are important.
It's just interesting because it's like this project, there's not even end date for it right now. So it's just...
Yeah.
So it sounds a bit more like DSV is just maybe buying favor with Saudi Arabia or something. I don't know.
Could be. Yeah.
That's not or it's a good favor.
Like, but yeah, I don't know. Is it a good... investment for DSV because the when is this project going to be fulfilled? When
I don't
are
they going
to deliver? When are they getting paid? Like,
what's your thought on new cities? Do you think new cities are the way forward? Because we talked about this before. Copenhagen is interesting because Copenhagen was designed to get bigger, right? We talked about that ages ago. That like the way it was actually set up was that it could sprawl outwards.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I think that's what was happening as I was biking here. Yeah.
It was getting bigger.
It was getting bigger.
But you were talking to me about like the way this, the bros had been like set that they actually like
that might be
it
true.
Can actually go bigger. They understood that this is going to get bigger.
Bros, he didn't mean gym guys. He meant
big buff guys. Yeah.
Bros. That's the Danish word for bridge.
I meant tech bros. Silicon Valley tech bros. Actually.
Burrows.
No, but like New York is collapsing in on itself, right?
Just look at me.
Well, you used to live there.
There's like grid systems and then grid systems that go. It's not easy because it's not collapsing in on itself, but it wasn't designed by like city architects.
Smart people.
So it was really small, and then it kept getting bigger in ways that don't like you would never have planned for it to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that New York is. Mm. It's also you are on an island. Sometimes you are on an island, and you have to go through two other islands to get out. Mm-hmm. Like I feel very like claustrophobic in New York when I think about it. Like I'm like it would take me. So, like, because it can take you 5 hours to drive out of that city to, like, leave where I lived in Brooklyn to, like, drive to my mom's house. It has taken me 5 or 6 hours on one street
that I could walk down.
One street?
On Canal Street. And it's just, like, that's the way you get out of the city.
Just really bad at city transport?
This is taking...
A 15-minute journey took 45 minutes
for you today. If you are listening to this and you have lived in New York City, please write in at copingincopenhagen@gmail.com and tell Marius and Owen that this is a real thing, that on Canal Street you can sit for hours in traffic in order to go through the Holland Tunnel, which is like the way you gotta go. You otherwise you can go through Staten Island, which is fucking insane. You want to drive through Staten Island? Like it's just nuts. To get out of there, to feel safe in New York City, you do need to be able to afford a helicopter.
Here's a question.
Oh, can I get this to new cities?
No!
Okay.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
No, you're right.
So go on.
No, you're right.
No, it's fine.
So new cities, I don't know if it's a good idea, but when I was in Shanghai for 6 months, they would have advertising in the metro of like, we're building a new city.
Yeah.
Move your family here. And I thought that was such an insane, like my head couldn't quite understand that you can just build a new city.
Yeah.
To me, it's just like, well, there is a city and then it grows. You can't build a new city.
There's a bunch of peculiar. So I think new cities aren't a bad idea because we do have a lot of land that we're not using, and there's a correct way of using it. We don't have to be like just destroying it. I think there's a way of designing things because the population isn't slowing down. We're going to hit like, I think it was, we're going to hit another 2 billion people and then it's going to start plateauing. Mm. Theoretically, they think after 2 billion more, when it gets to 10 billion, the population of the planet is going to start plateauing and coming down again.
Why do they think that?
I don't know exactly where, but there are papers out there saying that they reckon it's going to plateau at that number.
That concerns me.
What?
It's probably something.
How are they going to make it plateau?
No, it's just meant to be. They've worked it out that this is the curve and it's going to go down.
Well, you see it when most Western countries, sort of the birth rate is going seriously down. And with sort of,
So you guys
see that in Japan and like the.
India's
countries
getting,
where
like,
sort of the middle class is growing, like the less children are born.
It's a middle class thing. Okay, I'm just saying nobody in this room today has thanked me for my contribution. To
the population.
This shrinking population. Denmark's population is not growing, right?
True.
And we need to talk about that in a minute as well, actually.
Okay, great.
But where were we talking? Oh, yeah. So anyway, there's well-designed new cities and infrastructure is good. But then there's this other thing about what you're saying about, because China's famous for investment, right?
Yeah.
They're like loads of population. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before, but I used to live in Australia.
Come on. What? No. You.
and the a lot of the high rise building, like a lot of the apartment blocks in Sydney, are owned by Chinese companies, right? Mm. And I heard during my booby research that there is an island being built off Malaysia.
That was really got me. That booby thing. That was funny. It continues to be funny.
Boobies are very funny. But there's an island being built off Malaysia, and it's purely for Chinese investment. Like, it's just a new place for Chinese like companies and people to invest for a thing. But then the thing is, the question is like, okay, yeah, all well and good building new stuff and having good infrastructure and like environmental and green and da da da. But if it's just investments and nobody can actually buying it, then it's just going to be apartment blocks full and empty, which has happened in a place like Ireland where there's ghost towns.
Oh, but there was heaps of those in China as well. Like a lot of these new cities, like just ghost cities.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, DSV thinks Saudi Arabia is the place to go.
I've heard several architects saying the structure on its own is just it's insanely stupid. It's not a good structure, like this kind of long. Yeah, this is like that world island they build us.
Yeah.
Like, no one's buying those fucking islands. No. And it's a goddamn, like, mess in terms of the ecological sort of consequences of having built all these islands.
Is that Saudi Arabia or is that in...
No, that's Dubai.
Yeah. Trying but to that's make actually, the desert, like, not
so
the desert.
So Saudi Arabia, they have oil, where Dubai, they don't really... And that's why they've sort of invested so much money, turning it into kind of this tourist expat paradise, right?
Yeah. But anyway, so Saudi Arabia wants to be like, say DSV thinks Saudi Arabia is the shit.
Speaking of shit, did you know the Burj Khalifa, they didn't have plumbing installed, so they had to drive out trucks of shit.
Where?
The Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building in Dubai.
What?
Yeah, the plumbing didn't. I don't know if it was the whole building or if it just didn't reach all the way up. So there was some kind of, they had to, yeah.
God.
Yeah, it didn't connect to the sewage system, so they would connect somewhere else. So they would just have trucks of shit.
Wow.
Yep.
Question.
Love how you're looking at me
Abby's,
right now.
Abby, I don't know. I can't read Abby's mind right now. I don't know what she's thinking.
Well, I'm kind of thinking, isn't that what we are, really? Just trucks of shit. Driving ourselves around until we connect to the
nihilistic
sewer system. Did you say this thing, Owen, one time about how we're just pipes connecting pipes to other pipes? Was that you?
No, but I like it.
I'll take it too. Somebody said that, but that's, I mean, it's really interesting. Yeah,
it is a way of looking at it.
It certainly is.
Boobies. Question. We all live in the city of Copenhagen. I've mentioned that. Mm. You have a relatively new build, actually. You got a nice place.
Owen is constantly trying to say where you live. Dox me on this podcast.
My question is, what's your address? No, my question is, would any of us consider not living in Copenhagen?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you mean I can move to another country?
That's
you can if you want to, but like I'm saying out of the city. Because I'm considering it.
Oh. Yeah. Whoa, excuse me.
Not now.
Not
this week.
Yeah,
this
feels
like a big episode.
Are you breaking up with us right now?
This is the last episode.
I already was having a bad day.
No, but I've been thinking about not living in Copenhagen.
Is that why you grew the mustache?
Yeah, so I could fit into the countryside. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It looks good. It's been
I would say the more experienced I get,
yeah,
the more it becomes like maybe. I could see myself moving to some kind of collective.
Oh, right.
With
okay.
A bunch of people. Because I think really? I could see myself moving to the countryside, but I would need to have like kind of my tribe around me, or else I think I would lose.
So you'd join a commune or something?
Yeah.
Do you have one in mind?
I'm pretty sure he means us.
Oh, right. He wants
Copenhagen Communigen. You guys want to join that? Listeners, please write to us. Copenhagen, Copenhagen.
We should start some sort of GoFundMe and we build a town.
Yeah. We say new city.
New city.
Copenhagen.
Anyway, DSV put an insane amount of money in. 5 billion.
Cool.
Real monies.
What did you want? Why? Come on. What? You're thinking about moving out of the city because it's, what are you thinking? Like, what is your, like, I agree. I think it's a lovely thought to not live in a city. And I agree that I would want to also know that people around me were cool.
Yeah.
Because it's, right? That's the appeal of living in a city is that you're going to live around a lot of douchebags, but also probably some cool people in there.
Probably.
Yeah, but then, right, but then there's nature. Have you heard of it?
Have you heard of this?
Nature can't be a douchebag.
I just like the idea of quiet. I really like the idea of quiet, and I like the idea
He looks at me a little pointedly when he says that. I don't know. Okay.
Loaded phrase? There was a bit of spite in that one, wasn't
it? Through gritted teeth.
quiet.
The idea of quiet.
And then just the countryside's nice.
Yeah.
Especially going north. I like north.
But is it also because you're from the countryside originally?
Maybe. Yeah, probably a bit of that. Probably a bit of that. I live a little
longing
bit
for the
getting back,
side.
Getting back to it. Yeah, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, when I go back to Ireland, it's always like I stay in the countryside and it's fucking lovely. It's quiet. Mm.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quiet, Abby.
Not with me around. My contact fell out. Boobies.
All right, Marius, what's happening?
Okay, from DSV in Saudi to Denmark and Israel.
Oh, sure. All right, yeah, sure.
Yes, there's a terrible, terrible war going on, as I'm sure you're all aware. Benjamin Netanyahu was out with an interesting statement recently. At a press conference this Monday, a reporter asked the prime minister whether the country is engaged in collective punishment of the Palestinian people, which is a war crime. Unsurprisingly, Netanyahu rejected the label, and he said, "We're doing everything possible to prevent civilians dying." The prime minister said, according to the Times of Israel, before he then reached this rather startling comparison, which I thought was quite interesting. So maybe you're not aware of this, but in the Second World War, there was a what was called the French School here in Fredericksburg, was accidentally bombed by the British Air Force. Their mission was to bomb the German intelligence Gestapo headquarters in Copenhagen. Back then the pilots mistakenly bombed the French school in Frederiksberg instead of the shell house, which we were supposed to bomb. And this claimed the lives of 104 civilians, 86 of whom were children. Oh, so a tragic incident. Benjamin Netanyahu, he uses this as a comparison. So saying it was not a war crime. It was not something Britain was blamed for doing. It was a legitimate act of war with tragic consequences that comes with such legitimate acts, Netanyahu said on Monday. And at the same time, he promised to continue the fight against Hamas. It didn't make you ask the Allies not to eradicate Nazism either, he said. So I don't quite think that works as a comparison, and neither does Mark Schock, associate professor of international law and national security at the University of Copenhagen. And he calls Netanyahu's comparisons of the Danish tragedy and Israel's bombings and the Gaza Strip completely out of place. His argument is the French school was a misbombing of Copenhagen, which was a relatively isolated incident. What we see in the Gaza Strip is a massive repeated bombardment. So, yeah, in that sense, the comparison doesn't really work in any way and has no real round foundation in history. So, under international law, all parties at war are obliged to distinguish between military and civilian targets. It's therefore a war crime to direct attack against civilians. And that's, like, this wasn't a mistake. I think it's fair to say Israel is purposefully sort of... They've been quite clear about this. We're going to bomb the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
Their mission is to get rid of Hamas, but there's, you know, it's not just Hamas living there.
So. Never okay to kill children.
No.
Never okay to repeatedly kill children. Never okay. Hey, listen. Call
here's
us,
my take.
Call us progressive on this podcast.
Here's the hot take. Yeah.
What we think is no killing children. Sorry, Benjamin Netanyahu.
So,
thanks, Marius.
Not to go into this whole, but I thought it was an interesting.
I remember, like, I can imagine, like, Meta Ferguson, like, just like she's in what's the big building?
Parliament.
Yeah, what's it called? Bonn.
Bonn.
She's like, yeah, custom. She's there, like, just like getting sandwich, making a small bowl or something like that, and a custom bowl, and the news is on, and Benjamin Netanyahu is like, it's like DR, like straight into blah 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 blah, blah, blah Denmark, and fuck, what? Fuck! Fuck, what do we do?
Yeah, probably.
The mix!
The mix! I found the SMSs, I deleted. Can we bring those out to the
She'd probably be like, what the fuck are we involved with this for? But it's a weird one. Like, it must mean someone, like a researcher being like, handing him a note, being like, mention that one, talk about that one.
Yeah, because this wasn't like Denmark, there was no relation to that. No. This press conference.
Yeah,
like,
it's just, he must have a list of these, like, examples of, like, this. Look at these things.
Look at these things. Yeah.
But yeah, it must have given her a little bit of a shock.
Yeah. The final note on this, like, I was happy to see a massive demonstration for Palestine, for Palestine. It was quite a powerful I guess you call it an exhibition, kind of an art piece on the Rådhuspladsen, where it was just like small coffins.
Oh my God, I can't fucking handle it.
It was quite powerful. But yeah, I think it's great to see some support for Palestine, because the Danish government has not done this.
They didn't vote for the ceasefire in the UN.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
That they just didn't vote.
But it's like, we're in bed with America, and we're, you know, in bed with Israel. Yeah. So those are the people we're going to, you know, play ball with.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of business interest that plays into this, you know, sales of weapons going back and forth. And a lot of other investments, I'm sure, that's not necessarily terrible weapons. But yeah, it's just interesting to see how clearly sort of all, like, Meta was asked when she was in support of Israel. I think she was putting out some flowers in front of the Israeli embassy. Mm-hmm. And then she was asked by a reporter, are you going to do the same in front of the Palestinian embassy? Which I think is a fair question. Mm. I don't think that's like a ha-ha question. Mm. Like, totally fair to ask that. Mm. And she got royally offended. I was like, how dare you bring that up? We're here in support of Israel. They have every right. Like she didn't answer the question. She got very defensive, which to me is just a sign. Like, she clearly knows this is not right.
Yeah.
Like, you don't answer like that unless you have some conflicting emotions inside of you. So I'm sure she, on a personal human level, feels this. But it's just sad that you can't be a fucking human as a prime minister as well. Like, to me, that's what's wrong about politics in general. So, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
On lighter news.
Yeah.
You want something lighter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Coffee lids.
Uh-huh.
A Dane has created a potentially very lucrative invention, the lip lid.
What is it?
So you might have had there's an EU directive to phase out single-use plastic products. A lot of these are like these plastic cup lids for coffees, to-go coffees. and they're made by plastic. They're also not great. I hate drinking like out of the plastic lid. I don't know how you feel about it. I feel like the plastic taste
never works. Always dripping on me.
Yeah, and the plastic lids don't sit proper. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. you often
it's a fucking disgrace.
Yeah, it's a goddamn.
I think that's what we're getting at.
Yes.
Here.
Thank you. But now the lip lid is a plastic-free, made of wood chips, consists of 24% fewer materials than regular lids, and designed so that the drinker sips from the cup itself and not from the lid. The holes are such that you can breathe into the coffee while the lid is on, and the coffee will cool by about 1.5 degrees with each puff. Wow, that's quite the...
What? Really?
Apparently.
So if I puff then the 30 cool... times, and if it's at 30 degrees, it'll be... like, I could puff it to ice?
Yeah.
I really object to
this kind of math. Like, this kind of math is the kind of math that has those, like, self-help books that are, like, 1% better every day. Yeah, you're like, I'm going to be 365% better next year. Like, this is going to be amazing. I have seen a picture of this coffee lid. I am all for it because I agree. I think it looks biodegradable. Did you say it's biodegradable?
It's made of wood.
Wood chips, yeah.
Hey. Pretty sure wood is biodegradable.
Yep.
And it looks like an upside down Lego, which
does
I
just it?
Think, yeah, kind of. It looks like it's like, you know, it look like one of those circle ones, I think.
Ah.
Okay, are we done with the coffee lid thing? Because I do want to circle back on something that was like when we were having the conversation. Are we done? Do we have more coffee lid?
Is there any more like pressing information about the cup lid? Can we invest? Is it floating on the stock market? I mean, floating.
It's brewing. It's
brewing.
He predicts that the first lids will be capping consumers' coffee cups later this year, not only in Denmark and Scandinavia, but in the rest of Europe and Asia as well.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Well done.
It's patented, so there's no chance of getting in on this.
He's a bit tight-lipped about it, is he?
Ah, hey. That's what we're hoping. That's what we're hoping.
He's back.
Hello.
He's back.
Hello. All right.
Very good.
Abby, go on, bring us down.
I just want to say that I talked to I have an 11-year-old. She's hearing about some of this stuff at school. She has friends at school.
What, the coffee mug?
No.
They're talking about the coffee mug at the school?
She's hearing about warm Palestine.
Uh-huh.
And she has Palestinian friends at school. We moved here from New York where we have a lot of Jewish friends. And we were talking about this. And I like... this is a thing when you become a parent. You also become like a history teacher in things that you are really not qualified to. Mm-hmm. So you end up... I tell like the history of Israel in Gaza. Mm. I'm like, I don't really know, but I think this is, and so I'm telling her this, and I think I mostly got, you know, I read a little, mm-hmm. and I prepped for this conversation, and it was a really good talk, but basically, what I think is, I really want to impart to her, is like, that murder is never okay, that war crimes are never okay, and it is also never an entire group of people. And I don't know. I mean, just talking to her, I feel very aware that we are in a country now with a very small population of Jewish people. I think we looked it up. It's like 7,000 Jews in Denmark, mm. and that is a direct result. Like, I just want to be aware in the way that I talk to her and the way that we have this conversation that, like, free Palestine, free Palestine. And like the answer to any like end of war is never like, you know, demonizing an entire group of people. Like, I think like when we were talking about this outside, Marius said something like, yeah, like Palestinian people are like, we're not Hamas. And like, Jewish people are like, we're not Israel.
Yeah.
And I just think it's an important dynamic of this conversation.
Or you're not the Israel government and military complex that's doing these atrocious things.
Yes. Like, yeah. And I do feel like a certain like heightened awareness around that, like being in Denmark, being in a place that has a history, like a much closer history to World War II than I had in my last home. Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting. Anyway, we also talked about there's a Jewish museum that I'm going to go to again in Copenhagen and just like, I don't know, fucking, yeah, I'm going to go to the marches for Palestine. I'm not going to go to these places. I'm going to take a nap. I'm so emotionally exhausted. But Anyway, thanks, guys. That's all I wanted to say. I want to throw it in there. Throw it in there.
It's good to hear. It is, yeah. I can imagine trying to be like, yeah.
Being a parent.
Right? Yeah. Trying to explain things.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so terrible. And I've been trying to avoid.
Like, trying, if I had a child and I was trying to explain how global warming is a farce. How do I all that
imagine
science?
Imagine trying to explain how to your child
that how sciences are liars. Scientists are liars. Yeah.
Cool coffee. It's 1.5 degree sphere. With each. It's really hard. It's really hard to be a parent.
Hey, do you got any other stories?
I had some things. One is that I did read that New York Times article. You should read it too. We said we were going to post it on our Facebook and Instagram last week. We did not. So we are going to do it this week. I read the article. You should read it too. I think we're not going to talk about it now because we ran out of time for sad things. We ran out of time on the sad clock today. But basically it says that you should stop kicking out people from their homes based on where they're from. How about that? And their education levels. But it's great that it's in the New York Times. I really believe that. I think that international press and attention really moves the needle on these issues. In Denmark, and I think it's really exciting. So I'll post the link. It's good. It's a good article. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I wanted to say is, like, you guys already know this. You already talked about it on the podcast. I did not know.
What's this now?
That Novo Nordisk.
Oh,
don't blow that pod. I'm saying what I didn't know, Owen.
Say it, go over.
They made Ozempic and Wegovy, which I have been hearing about, and I didn't know it was Novo Nordisk. I just listened to a whole podcast, Maintenance Phase, about those drugs, and like they were talking about Novo Nordisk so much and how they had a shortage, and then basically anybody was allowed to try to make it. But it was nuts. I didn't know, but I knew. I was reminded of that today because Novo Nordisk posted 100 billion kroner of profits in the first 9 months of this year because of those drugs.
Was it kroner?
That's literally what I said.
Lego money.
As my mouth made the movement for kroner, I was like, it better not be kroner, actually. It's kroner. Yeah, so who cares? So honestly, no big deal.
That is not a story at all.
God. It's insane. It's insane how much money they're making now.
Yeah, they're funding Denmark. Thank you. Thank you, Novo Nordisk.
Yeah. Thank you to our
great
superiors.
That's so great. They're added to the list, right? Mask, Lego, Novo Nordisk. Those are pretty diverse industry there we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Drugs, containers.
Toys.
And lip. The blocks to build the containers to ship the drugs.
What are you thinking, Marius?
I'm thinking it's time for some hot tips, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I have actually... I didn't even tell you guys this, but I have a hot tip.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Poetry Unleashed.
Whoa! What?
Extreme!
Unleashed poetry. Uh-huh. Just running around wild. Woo! It's an all-English night. This is on Hillerødgade 75. It's a place called Den Lille, the little one. Den Lille launches hereby the Mixed Performing Arts Open Stage Night Poetry Unleashed with an all-English speaking performers. This night's program will consist of a mix of poetry, storytelling, spoken word, and miscellaneous other acts we get applications for. Okay. this night, Russian dance artist and poet Arena will be hosting. So that's exciting. So that's something you can check out. It's 50 kroners entry fee. And that was on the 11th of November.
Yes.
At 8 o'clock. So if you need some poetry in your life, go check it out. What's your hot tip, Abby?
Well, I have a hot tip that on Saturday I'm hosting at Comedy Zoo. And that is 3 comics from the UK who are great. And you should come to it.
Can you reveal who it is now?
Yes, that's a different one, but it's Hugo Davies. Huge Davies. Oh my God, that's embarrassing. Huge Davies, Eleanor Tiernan, and Nick Sampson.
Did he tell you to call him that?
Huge. But then on Saturday the 11th,
mm-hmm.
And Sunday the 12th, I am hosting some UK comics. Actually, I think two of them are from New Zealand. but they live in the UK at Bremen Theatre and at Drivhusel in Aalborg. Is that right?
Yes. Why are you asking us your schedule? But yes,
Danish.
You're right. You're right.
He's Danish.
So what I just have, know where events.
I have two tickets to give away to each of those shows.
Oh.
To our listeners. Oh. So two for Drivhusel in Aalborg, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And two for Bremen Theatre in Copenhagen. So we need to tell people what they have to do to win the ticket.
If they can write the list of names.
Oh. The person with the most names
correct
from the
names
list.
From
the most
list.
Correct
we
names.
We won't say
the
it
list.
This episode, but yeah. for those of you who listen, you know there is a list of names we say regularly on the
they
show.
They start with Debbie and Roger. Yeah. We'll give you that.
Yeah, you can have those
Debbie,
for free.
Roger, who else is on the list of people we know who is that are listening? Yeah. If you can list
the
that,
most then you and yes. And then if you get all of them, if there's more than one person who gets all of them, I'll be astounded.
And but I'll ask for more tickets, yeah, frankly. I'll ask for more.
But it'd be the
tickets.
First it'd be the, yeah. Like first
I'll,
person
I'll throw
gets
a ticket on for a comedy show then also.
Whoa.
Two.
Whoa!
Let's go.
Comedy giveaway extravaganza.
That'll
is
be
that what the poetry thing?
So you're what? So you're going to give... Oh, my God. This is crazy.
Come on, Owen. What do you got? What do you got?
What are you giving away?
I'll give away two tickets, too. I can give two tickets away to a comedy show.
We have six tickets to give away in Copenhagen, and I have two more in Aalborg. So, come on, guys.
What? Wait. How are you, so, is it the first person gets six tickets? Or is it every time?
No. Every
first person gets...
Two. You get a pair of tickets. You win a pair of tickets. You can. We assume you have one friend.
Yeah.
That was a little bit condescending.
Was
we
it?
Assume you have one friend listener.
Okay, and in which case you better both be on the list. Okay, all right. The first people that get it, the
no,
first...
wait, they have to give us a fucking review on iTunes. So
yeah.
Okay.
Best review wins.
That's it. iTunes.
You can't tell people what to write on their reviews. That's disingenuous. You just have to encourage them to give reviews if they like the show.
Well, we've already given them encouragement that we'll get face cake.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Face cake. But yeah. All right, guys. I think you understand it. And we will post it on Facebook and Instagram shortly.
Well, I don't understand it. Hold on. So...
They need to make a list. They need to list.
First list, if somebody gives a full list, or whoever gets the best number gets tickets to...
My show in Copenhagen or Aalborg, you just tell me which.
And then what about yours and mine? What do we do with those ones? Are we just throwing them?
No, but it's like if a lot of people...
First,
too many people.
First three.
Then the second.
Yeah, okay, right.
Then the third.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
If only one person answers...
You get six.
We're going to have a lot of empty comedy shows.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I don't understand the review bit. So is that for the second place? Or?
They also have to give a review. That's all. You have to give, a review,
give a review
and you make a list of the people
review
on the list.
Review and the list. Okay.
God, this is like...
A lot?
And send money.
And you have to build a city.
It's
a new
the
city.
Palestine Israel conflict. Yeah. Then you win two tickets.
Yeah. I will give so many tickets to the people that achieve all of those things.
I think it should just be the review, guys.
All right. So we're not giving any tickets away?
No. We give tickets away to the three best reviews.
No.
Funniest reviews.
No. You can't. You
angriest
can't.
Reviews,
I think it might actually
sexiest.
Be
what do you want?
Illegal. They have
illegal
to,
reviews.
They
okay,
have
illegal
to have
reviews.
Told. They have to have written a review. You have to have written a review.
If this is a lot of effort for two tickets.
If you've already written a review.
I don't want to win these two.
Yeah.
Shut up, you guys. If you've already written a review, that's fine. That counts. Lots of our listeners have already written reviews. If you want in on the game... And you haven't written a review, write it now and just be like, I wrote a review. And then...
Is that what the review is going to be? Everyone's going to send a review saying, I wrote a review.
All right, listen. Don't even. And then you have to make a list of the names. The names on the list that start with Debbie and Roger. You make a list of the names. The more that you get, the better.
This is so confusing.
It's not that confusing.
We'll see. We should not explain anything else. I just want to see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave it at that. It's going to go fine.
We're going to have to listen back to this episode. What was the fucking rules?
I don't know. We'll just if you contact us, you'll probably get tickets. I think that's how it's looking. Stick it up. We're doing the thing.
Stay.
Oh.
Bing.